Philip, we talked earlier today about ramucirumab and gastric, but also it's being looked at in HCC. We talked about regorafenib and colon, and that's being looked at in HCC. What about those strategies and those agents?
Well, these are, for ramucirumab, it's a pure VEGFR2 receptor antagonist, a monoclonal antibody. And for regorafenib, it's a multi-kinase inhibitor, which has, amongst the kinases, a VEGFR inhibitor. A disease like hepatocellular cancer is a good model to test anti-angiogenesis agents for at least two reasons. One is it's hypervascular, and we do use the vascularity to try to attack the disease, whether we do liver-directed therapy. And also sorafenib, it may be that part of the reason it worked is because of the VEGFR inhibition. So we're continuing on the theme of anti-angiogenesis in this disease. These two studies, between them, have over 1,000 patients to be tested, and they are phase 3 trials. In terms of the ramucirumab, I suspect that it's going to be very well tolerated by the patients, knowing that this is a monoclonal antibody and knowing the history of its tolerance in other studies, such as the one we discussed earlier in gastric cancer.
Eileen, do you think of HCC as sort of a bloody vascular type of tumor that might be amenable to anti-angiogenic strategies, and what has been looked at in that regard up to now?
Yeah, so anti-angiogenic treatments have been the main approach, and sorafenib obviously being the prototypical drug there. Bevacizumab has been looked at, brivinib, I mean, I guess it's more FGF activity, but sunitinib, which was a disappointment in terms of heightened toxicity and less active compared to sorafenib. So, and many other anti-VEGF agents have been evaluated, some of which have shown signals in phase 2, none of which have met the benchmark yet of meeting approval in a phase 3 setting. So I think building on that is probably the way to go rather than, you know, the next generation of anti-VEGF agents. I think we're kind of probably maximized what we can do with that treatment approach. The other area where anti-VEGF therapy is being keenly looked at is how should it be delivered in combination with regional treatments and whether there's a value to doing those together. We have some data suggesting that there isn't from Asia. We have an ongoing study that's recruiting or slowly recruiting in North America that's designed to further answer that question. But at least as of now, the data does not strongly suggest that giving anti-VEGF therapy related to regional debulking therapies is helpful, even though intuitively there may be a rationale for that.